الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم دراسات إدارية باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الأستاذ محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير السميري. الإخراج رياض المحيي.
Dear students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to our audio programs. This is our third session on air. In the previous session, you learned about the different types of business strategies and the SWOT analysis. You were also exposed to different ways in researching about the market and the various types of researchers. Today, you will learn about the market analysis and how to segment the market. You will also be exposed to different market strategies, objectives, and tactics. By the end of this session, you should also know what is meant by product life cycle. Through the lesson, we will discuss the following points. First, market analysis. Second, segmentation. Third, marketing objectives, strategies, and tactics. Now we start our lesson with the first point, market analysis. The market analysis is about examining the market conditions. This involves studying the size of the market, market share, and the market segments. Size of the market. Companies can estimate the size of the market either in terms of the total volume of sales or the value of sales. For example, the market for computer games could be measured in terms of the number of games sold in the market, or the value of the sales in dollars or any other currencies. Companies will be interested both in the existing size of the market and its future size. A market may be big at present but could decline. The market may also be small at the moment but may grow fast in the future. If a market is shrinking, a firm may have to decide whether to carry on competing in it or not. It may have to look for alternative markets. The competition in shrinking markets is usually very intensive because there are less and less customers in that shrinking market. Market share. A company also analyzes the market shares of other companies in the same market in order to estimate its current market share. The market share of a firm or a brand is the percentage that it has of the market sales. For example, if brand X has a 20% market share, this means either that 1 out of 5 products bought is brand X, if the market size is measured in terms of units sold, or that $1 of every $5 spent in this market is on brand X, if the market is measured in terms of value. Segments within the market. What is the market segment? Market segment is a part of market that is made up of customers with similar needs and similar characteristics. Thus, companies divide up the market into segments to identify customers with similar needs. For example, a company may identify groups of Muslims in a country like America and then may offer to provide them with clothes only worn by Muslims. This company targets customers with similar needs and wants and accordingly avoids competing with large companies which sell other clothes. Ways of segmenting the market. How do companies segment the market? Companies may use different ways to segment the market. Here are some of the ways that a company may choose to segment the market. 1. Age. Companies may choose to offer certain products to a particular age. Toys and certain types of clothes are usually tailored to fit a specific age. 2. Gender. Male or female. A company may only provide the market with clothes worn by women and will only be specialized in this type of clothes. Bags, phones, and many other products are offered to customers based on gender. 3. Income. Companies produce products and services for groups of customers with particular level of income. For example, Ferrari cars are provided to customers whose level of income is good enough to buy such expensive cars. Thus, products like Rolex and Porsche focus on higher income groups, while supermarkets and local restaurants tackle those with lower incomes. 4. Socioeconomic groupings. Socioeconomic groupings is a method of segmenting people based on their income and jobs. There are different categories including A, B, C1, C2, D, and A. Group A is for senior managers and professionals. Group E are low income and unemployed. 5. Usage rate. A shampoo company in the United Kingdom has made a research on the importance of using these shampoos more than one time a day to get the best results and at the same time to increase the usage rate. 6. Purchase occasions. When do people usually buy flowers or a greeting card? In both of these markets, the producers have tried to increase the number of purchase occasions so as people would buy more of their products. Dear students, by now we have finished the first part of this lesson. Now we move to the second part, marketing objectives, strategy, and tactics. What is marketing objective? In fact, the marketing objective is a target that is set by the marketing function. This means that this objective sets out what the company wants to achieve in terms of its marketing activities. In most cases, companies want to increase their sales, the reason why marketing objectives often focus on sales. For example, the company may promote one of its products in a particular time or place in order to increase its sales. Marketing strategy and tactics. How is marketing strategy different from marketing objective? A marketing strategy is the means of achieving the marketing objective. Thus, it is the long-term plan that the firm uses to achieve its marketing target or marketing objective. Let us see how this works. If a company's objective is to lead the market in a particular product, its marketing objective might be increasing its sales and accordingly gain more of the market share. Then its marketing strategy would be on how to increase sales. This may include providing promotions, penetrating the market, or developing better advertisements. At the end, the marketing strategy will be implemented through marketing tactics. These tactics include the daily activities such as distributing the product. Types of marketing strategies. There are different types of marketing strategies, including the niche marketing strategy and the mass marketing strategy, as discussed in the previous lesson. Other companies may also focus on two dimensions to achieve their marketing objectives, as known by ANSOS matrix. This includes the products and markets. For example, the company may use its current market as well as its current product to gain more sales. For example, and this is called market penetration. Firms here try to reach more customers within the same market. But if the company targets a new market with its current product, it will be then market development. Sony Corporation will develop its market if it sells its product in different countries. On the other hand, the company may use its existing market but launch a new product, and that is called new product development. At last, if all these strategies did not work in achieving the firm's marketing objective, the firm might have to develop a new product and work in a totally new market, which is called diversification. Successful businesses always make sure that their products are different from their competitors. This is what we call product differentiation. For example, Rolex and Casio are all watches, but users of Rolex find it a different watch. Now, what determines the best marketing strategy? The company must consider several matters before choosing its marketing strategy. This includes the following points. Number one, the company's marketing strategy must be derived from its marketing objectives. Two, the strategy must also be linked to the opportunities available in the market. Three, the company's strategy must also be related to its own strengths and resources. Four, the company's strategy will also be influenced by the competition in the market. For example, if there are some large companies competing in the market, the company may want to avoid this and compete in a new market. As we finish this part, we now move to the last point in our lesson. Third, the product life cycle. As a company decides on its marketing strategy, it will have to examine the existing position of its products and services. In fact, the company will be able to decide what to do next only by assessing how its products are doing. This process of assessing the position of the firm makes use of techniques such as product life cycle and portfolio analysis. How is the product life cycle used? The product life cycle traces the sales of a product over its life. The typical path for the product can be divided into 5 stages. How is the product life cycle used? The product life cycle traces the sales of a product over its life. The typical path for a product can be divided into 5 stages. 1. Research and development. During this stage, the basic idea is developed and tested. This can be expensive for a firm and new revenues being generated. The length of the research and development process will vary from product to product. In the case of new pharmaceuticals, it may take several years to develop and test products before they can be launched. 2. Introduction. This is the stage at which the product or service is put on sale. At this stage, income from sales is unlikely to cover the initial launch costs. In the launch phase, distribution and promotions will be high. Sometimes, products will be launched in one area of market first and then rolled out to other markets. High-definition televisions is still at the introduction stage in some African countries. 3. Growth. Sales usually grow when the product becomes known and accepted by customers. At this stage, it should be slightly easier to get distributors to stock products, as they will be more confident of sales. The firm should begin to make profits at this stage, as revenues begin to outweigh its costs. 4. Maturity and saturation. At this point in a product's life, sales tend to slow down. The product is likely to have been in the market for some time, and competitors may well have launched similar products. Products such as washing machines and televisions are currently in their maturity stage. 5. Decline. Soon or later, the sales of any product will begin to fall. The firm may find it more difficult to get the product distributed and may be forced to cut the price to maintain sales. Think of the cassettes or books you sometimes see in the bargain areas of shops. The price has been reduced to try and increase sales. If this is the case, what do companies do to support their products not to decline? Companies may try to prevent sales going into decline by using extension strategies. These might include the following. 1. Increasing the use of the product. 2. Reducing the price. 3. Adapting and renewing the product. 4. Introducing promotional offers. 5. Changing the image of the product. By this, dear students, we come to the end of this lesson. Let's recap the most important points discussed. First, we discussed issues about the market analysis, such as the size of the market and the market share. Studying these points are important for the company to know about its current market share and also in developing strategies for the current time and also for the future. We also discussed segmenting the market, as companies might be interested in only a part of the market rather than the whole market to avoid intensive competition, or to seize an opportunity by offering groups of customers with similar needs and wants specific products or services. We found that companies use different ways to segment the market, such as age, gender, income, socioeconomic grouping, usage rate, and purchase occasion. As we move to the second part of the lesson, we then discuss marketing objectives, strategies, and tactics. We found that the marketing objective is a marketing target that a company aims to achieve. To achieve this marketing target or marketing objective, a company needs to decide on a marketing strategy. According to the company's strengths and the market conditions, the company may choose different strategies to achieve its marketing objective, such as niche market strategy or mass market strategy. Companies may also decide to enter a new market with their current products or develop new products, or they may have to develop totally new products and go to new markets, a strategy known as diversification. Our last part of this lesson discussed the product life cycle. We found that the product has to pass through several stages in its life, and these stages are research and development, introduction, growth, maturity and saturation, and finally, decline. Each of these stages has certain features, as discussed before, and that companies have to adopt different strategies in each of these stages in order to carry out its business successfully. At the end, companies should also find some ways to extend the life of their product in what is called extension strategies. Dear students, thank you for listening to us. In our next lesson, you will learn about the marketing mix and how to set your product price. Until then, I wish you all the best and thank you for listening to our audio program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
دراسات إدارية باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الأستاذ محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري. الإخراج رياض المحيي.